Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences, and the book is called Angels of Faith. And the book contains the fact that as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past nor in the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have an irreverent, very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls today for some free angel guidance and advice. So please call the show on 646-716-7794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we take some of your phone calls, Those regular listeners and followers of the show know that I like to speak about the topic of the day and for about 10 or 15 minutes before we take some of those phone calls. So once again, hello everyone and welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, as today's radio show falls on December 25th, I'd firstly like to wish those who are celebrating today a very, very Merry Christmas. I'd also like to wish others who are celebrating at this time of the year a happy Hanukkah, a happy Kwanzaa, and send out my holiday wish for each and every one of us, which is pertinent to every other day of the year as well, to be blessed to finally see love, peace, unity, and acceptance reign upon our beloved, beautiful planet Earth. Yet, you know, listeners, this will only be our reality when we can finally choose to see the similarities we have with others and when we choose not to focus on our differences. You know, I remember when I taught primary school, I had a little girl come up to me and she asked me, "Miss, why are there so many different celebrations at this time of the year, like Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah?" I thought for a moment and I said, "Perhaps God made so many different celebrations so that nobody would miss out on feeling love and peace on earth." No matter what one's beliefs are, one can't help but notice that at this time of the year, well, it does seem to have a magical effect on many people. They seem to talk to each other more, whether this is precipitated by the long lines in the stores, which creates ample time to strike up a conversation. You know, even if it's about commiserating with one another on the waiting time in the line. But somehow, it does seem that we are finally given permission to smile more, to laugh more, to eat and to drink more, enjoy ourselves more, and fundamentally open up our hearts to others. People just seem to be more helpful at this time of the year, whether they are being neighborly by pitching in to help hang Christmas lights, helping strangers to carry packages, and we help others less fortunate than we are by reaching into our pockets and giving to all those jolly bell-ringing Santas. With these increased feelings of peace on earth and goodwill to all, I decided to ask my angelic family, the posse of angels, what their impression was about this time of the year and what sets it apart from other times. Well, the posse of angels are usually very, very quick to chime in and to answer. But this time, they were unusually quiet, as if they were giving me time to form an opinion before they answered. Finally, they replied, "What sets this time of year apart from other times of the year is a wonderful, miraculous gift indeed." They then said that they laugh when they watch people racing and running around trying to buy just the right gift, when the most extraordinary gift of all is one that is truly not for sale. In fact, this miraculous gift, they said, is something that cannot be weighed, it cannot be measured, nor can it be bought or sold. For that matter, the posse of angels added that it cannot even be seen. But each and every one of us knows what this miraculous gift is, and many of us have even had the good fortune to have experienced it at some time and some stage in our lives. We know when we have it, our world is full, and it feels like we are living heaven on earth. And we know when it is either taken away from us or we somehow lose it, that we feel absolutely decimated, and we feel as if our world is completely empty. The gift, this miraculous gift they were talking about, is the gift of love. And it is felt more at this time of the year because so many people are choosing to focus on peace on earth and coming together in love for one another. That made me start to think, listeners. Now, just take a moment's pause and think about what the Posse of Angels statement said. They said, love is felt more this time of the year because so many people are choosing to focus on peace on earth and coming together in love for one another. So it's actually felt more at this time of the year because people are making a concerted effort and each one of them are putting their time, their focus, and their attention on love at this time of the year. Furthermore, the Posse of Angels is saying that people seem to choose to drop their differences, you know, no matter what they are. They seem to say, at this time of year, let bygones be bygones. And they shake hands and they come together in that love. They accept each other with their wish for peace on earth and goodwill to all. And it doesn't matter whether one chooses to celebrate any kind of particular day, like a Christmas, a Hanukkah, a Kwanzaa, or any other belief system that one chooses to follow. This even goes for those who choose not to follow any belief system at all, because love is universal to everybody, regardless of any belief system. The Posse of Angels is saying that the most important thing in the whole world is love. For it is love that makes us all equal. And that is a very powerful statement, listeners, that love makes us equal. And unlike so many of the presents that get wrapped and unwrapped at this time of the year, and they are very much soon forgotten, the gift of love, once it's unwrapped, well, it stays in our hearts forever. Unlike other gifts at this time of the year, love is truly not something that we have to run around and seek outside of ourselves. You know, love is found by those who connect with who they divinely are and simply choose to give love and hold love in their hearts. The Posse of Angels is now chiming in. They're saying that love is a miraculous gift because when we give it away, we also open ourselves to receive love as a result of giving it away to others. Now, they're reminding us that love truly is the strongest force in all of the universe. The Posse of Angels are adding that it's really unfortunate that most of the year people choose to keep the access to sharing their love with others behind a closed door to their hearts. And let me just say here that they're also telling me that this love we have for others, this love we show to others and demonstrate to others, is inside of us regardless of whether we choose to share it with others or not. It's always there. It's always immediately ready for us to access. It's just whether we choose to open our heart to that love that is already there and bring it forth for others to see, for others to feel, and for others to experience. So, once again, people choose to keep the access to sharing their love with others behind a closed door to their heart. There are many reasons why people choose to love one another, but the Posse of Angels is saying that ultimately all of the reasons we give for not loving one another can be traced back to not loving ourselves unconditionally in order to love another no matter what. We have a caller on the line. I'll just come back to our topic of the power of love in a minute. Let's go to 111. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Well, I was...
Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm very well. Happy day to you.
Oh, the same to you. I just tuned in, so I'm not sure what is happening.
What? First of all, what's your name?
Queen.
Queen?
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
Where am I calling from? My home.
In what state? In what country?
It's in the United States.
Okay. Any particular state?
Yeah, state of peace, state of love.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Okay. Do you have a question, or the topic today is the power of love and this extraordinary access that we all have, and whether we choose to focus on it or not. Topic today has to do with, yes, we feel it more at this time of the year, but the only reason for this is because people are choosing to put their focus on it, and whatever you put your focus on will come to you exponentially greater than if you don't put focus on it. So,
I agree with that. Totally. And love is, I heard you speak of love being inside of you, whether you give it out or not, and to love oneself, the love inside, to appreciate that is, and I'm not sure if you said that, like I said, I just tuned in, so I just caught a glimpse of what you were saying, but to love oneself is the beginning of, and you did say if you didn't love oneself, that's why you weren't giving it away, is the beginning of that unity of love with the divine. And when you are willing to open up to yourself, then loving it, someone else, it becomes very easy. It's very natural.
Very natural. And as a matter of fact, our world up until now truly has taught us to search for love on the outside, to search for our identity, search for, you know, to find love. The way to find love is to go within and to connect with our, what I call our divine connection. What I call God connectedness, God consciousness within. It is so much bigger than any belief system or any religion or any organization or anything, because it's there. It's our divine, inherent, eternal nature. And it can be accessed. The great thing about it is that it can be accessed at any nanosecond, any moment that we choose to. And once we open ourselves up to that, then we open up ourselves to all kinds of realities appearing and manifesting for us. So, you know, people can be as involved and embraced by love as much as they choose or as much as they choose not to be.
I agree.
Yeah. So what is your wish at this time of the year, Queen?
My wish. You know, the one wish that makes everything possible is to walk, talk, to be in harmony with Source, the mother of life, the all-knowing, the, and I'm adding a lot of names, the ancient one, enter, to have that harmony, to speak the love that you're speaking of, because with that I have everything.
Yeah.
So that's my one wish, to have it all.
And the funny thing, we will realize we have it all when we realize that we have it all. I mean, that sounds very odd, but the only way to have faith is to have faith. Is to finally allow ourselves to open up to the fact that we are children of the divine. And I like to bring it back into very pragmatic terms for people because, you know, saying, you know, all you have to do in order to fully embrace that is to fully embrace it. I mean, people say, okay, what does that mean? What's helped the people that I've, you know, been blessed and honored to work with through my business, Angel Healing House, is number one, by reminding them that they're more protected, they're more guided, they're more cherished, loved, and adored than they ever possibly could imagine, because nobody comes in and plays the human game alone. And we are never alone. And those of us who see, hear, and know the angels around us, you know this to be 100% certain. So that's number one. Number two is you're always where you're meant to be, so there are no mistakes. And then number three is everything happens in divine timing. Oh, if there's a fourth one, it's abundance is our nature, and we will always be provided for. And the greatest thing that we can do is come to that source, whatever name you want to put on it, like a child. Because if you're a child, you know that you will be looked after, you know, and you let go to the fact that there is that higher power above you that will provide for you. So then that peace reigns inside, and then you come home. You come home to that living with Source, every out-breath and every in-breath that you have.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So what is it that you all do? Is it just you? Are there a couple of you there? Or?
Oh, it is me. Angel Healing House is me. I am the sole practitioner at Angel Healing House, and I work with a very large group of angels called the Posse. They help me in the channelings that I do. They help me.
The posse. I love it.
I had what's called a walk-in experience in 2003, and unlike other channels on the earth plane, I come from this angelic family. I am a part of this angelic family, and so when I walked into this physical incarnation in 2003, I took on the guise of this human form. But I know
Wait a minute. When you walked into this human form in 2003,
correct?
Could you elaborate on that a little bit? You know, you
yes.
just went over that like, okay, because I heard you say, unlike other channels, and I heard that, okay. And then you went there, and I know you're older than, 12 or whatever, so could
yes.
you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes, there's been many books being written about walk-in. A walk-in is a spiritually advanced soul who comes back to the earth plane to raise the vibrations and the energies to help the world ascend. And over the last millennium, certainly over the last 50 years, there have been many walk-ins that have come to the planet. Because it was so fundamentally important for each and every one human on the planet to hold as much love and light as they possibly could to help the world ascend into the golden age of peace, which we've crossed those days of 12-12-12 and 12-21-12. It happens as a result. It's not like possession, but it happens as a result of a person on the earth plane who can't keep their vibrational energy going anymore because of extraordinarily deep sadness. They've lost their way, and they just can't seem to keep their life force energy firing anymore. The former soul who was in this body tried to commit suicide twice. She just asked God every day of her life to exit, and it's a contract. The walk-in makes a contract with the former soul, if you want to call it the walk-out, and the contract is 100%. So it's not like the soul across the veil, it just takes over a body. It's not like that at all. The walk-out will then decide to go home with honors to Source, and then the walk-in walks in knowing who they are and starting their mission that they've come back to complete, which is a mission for humanity to hold as much light and love for that for the planet. There are certain books that I would highly recommend on walk-ins. Probably one of the most the quintessential book on walk-ins is by Ruth Montgomery. She was a journalist, a diplomatic journalist in the 70s, And she started channeling a very dear friend of hers, Arthur Ford, who was a clairvoyant and had crossed over. And that book is called Strangers Among Us. Let me see, there's other books like Welcome to Planet Earth by Hannah Beaconsfield, Walk-In's Soul Exchange by Karen K. Mitchell, and there are an Earth Angel by Doreen Virtue, the angel lady who's done so much in the last 25 years to reconnect people with their angelic help and their angelic their angels around them. So I would love to send you that the names of the books so that you could find out more about walk-ins. If you'd like to send me your email, Candy, to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. I'll send you a list of those books, and you can find out more about this the wonderful world of walk-ins.
Okay, well, I appreciate your insight. I do have another question on that, and then if you would continue, you know, sharing that. But when a walk-in comes in,
mm-hmm.
such as yourself, you are like, if she had a husband, you become the wife. If she has children, you become the mother.
Right. Well, I didn't go on further to explain that we have the memory imprint of the former soul. We remember to feed the cat. We remember to take the kids to soccer, to call mom for her birthday. But we don't have the emotional imprint. And the emotional imprint is one because that person was suicidal or they were ill or all these things that has kept them from solving seemingly insurmountable problems and moving forward in their life and keeping their life positive and optimistic. So we don't inherit that emotional imprint. We come in taking responsibility for the life, forgiving others. There is no judgment. There's only gratitude and appreciation for the highest source possible we know is our connection to the divine, and we love unconditionally. And we step forward just in love and life, and we hold that for the planet. So you can see, now in most cases, a walk-in will separate from that person who they're with, be it a partner, be it a boyfriend, be it a husband, because their resonance is not the same as the person that they're with now. You know, they go to sleep next to Tom one night, and then they wake up and they just, you know, they don't resonate with that person anymore. It's not in their emotional escrow because the person before was of such low vibrational energy. And we all know that like attracts like, and, you know, different energies cannot be in the same, exist in the same reality.
You know what it's sounding like and feeling like to me is someone that received a healing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, in many ways, there are aspects of it, Queen, that do seem to be the same, except walk-ins, they actually take on a different personality. For instance, I resonated with different foods. I resonated with different cultures. I resonated, you know, the former soul was a good Jewish girl who, you know, was brought up in that tradition. When I walked in, I wept when I thought about Jesus and Mother Mary. I used to love to listen to Celtic and Irish and Scottish music, and this was not a part of who I was before. My taste, as I said, in clothes, in food, in all kinds of different areas, were totally different from what I had experienced before. So yes, there is a healing, but it goes much further, goes beyond that.
Interesting, very very interesting. I can actually relate and relate to what you're saying very easily.
So I'd love to get an email from you, and then I can send you the list of books that you can further acquaint yourself with the characteristics of walk-in. I'll jump off the line here. I do have some other callers on the line, Queen. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being there and enjoyed this.
Okay. Take care of yourself, and I look forward to you listening again.
All right. I would like to continue to listen.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Lots of love.
Love to you.
Bye. Thank you very much for your phone call, Queen. And, yes, if you would like to find out more about walk-ins and the experience that I had, and the book that could give you further information, please send your email to Candy, Dandy, at angelhealinghouse.com. Let's go to the next phone caller, 512. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, 512. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, I'm Dave. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. I have a very dear friend of mine who is from Texas. How are you spending the day?
Well, it's very quiet here. I'm here alone. So I just kind of wanted to get a reading from you, if possible.
Excellent. The first thing that the Posse of Angels is saying, Dave, is that you're never alone.
Okay.
You are always surrounded by your angels, and we are truly never alone. Maybe in the physical sense sometimes, maybe even emotionally, but spiritually we are never left alone. So do you have the posse of angels, my angelic family, like it when people can be a little bit more specific? I know I've given out general readings in the past, but is there a particular area of your life that you'd like some insight into?
Well, I've been waiting for quite a while for an investment to come through, and it seems like it's happening all the time, but it's just been a long process. So monetarily, I'm wondering if that's my circumstances are going to change soon.
Okay. They're laughing because they have no, you know, when you say soon, They left because they don't know about time and they don't know about money. But they are saying that it definitely will happen in 2018.
18?
No, sorry, 2013. That was a Freudian slip. 2013.
Okay.
That was a Freudian. That was me. That was not the angel.
Okay,
no, it's 2013. They're also saying that the more you can put your focus on how abundant, how prosperous, how wealthy, and how rich you are now, regardless of whatever is, you've planned about bringing you wealth in the future, that the more the wealth will settle into your bones, and you then just have to let that go, because that's actually not your providence. That's the providence of God and the angels for them to make that happen. And the more we worry, the more we stress and control or, put any of our focus on when is it going to happen, we're actually pushing it away.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
Okay, let me see here. Oh, I see such wonderful things, particularly around this investment. It seems that it's something that that is really truly meant to be, and they're saying that that if you desire it in your heart, all we are is pure intention and pure desire. If you desire it in your heart, there is nothing that can break this asunder and stop it from happening. So the more that, one thing they do want you to do, okay, hold on, let me see what they're telling me. Okay, Dave, they want you to get a piece of paper and they want you to write, thank you for this investment coming to fruition.
Okay.
And they want you to write down how you feel as if it is already happened. I don't know if this means that you will be able to get a bigger house or get another car or whatever it is, but they want you to experience this as if it already happened.
Okay.
Okay, because that's most important. They want you to know that it's already happened for you in another dimension, but it hasn't come to light on the physical plane as yet because
gotcha.
Of the divine timing of it. So the more that you can say thank you for this extraordinary investment, you know, which is now a reality, and thank you because of this, thank you, and whatever. The most important thing about all of this is the way you feel.
Well,
and
you know, it's funny. It's funny you say that, and because, you know, I don't know how to put this into words, but I have never really been quite a normal person. I've kind of been way ahead of the game in regards to understanding this world is a program that's kind of leading us in a direction that we may have to go, but it's not really where we want to go. And I've been one that's spent a lifetime unplugging from these programs that are illicit. For instance, this weekend, I have a 10-year-old daughter. I didn't buy her any Christmas presents this year because I just didn't believe. I believe it's time for us to unplug from the idea of Christmas. And I let her know that, well, you know, Sarah, we have Christmas a couple times a week. And I want to continue having that. And she was fine with what we did over the last 4 days for Christmas. And I find myself, my whole life has been kind of a transitional person. I come into people's lives and, you know, a lot of times when people are challenged with adversity or challenged with growth, it's painful to them. So it's been quite an emotional ride I've had to be kind of a leader in some ways. And I don't say that because I think I'm better or anything, but it just appears to be the truth. And
yeah. And
what happens now is I've turned into a very, very highly, highly empathic person. And it's a challenge for me to feel good and happiness and joy.
Well,
I'm a little concerned with that.
Okay, they're talking very fast now. The reason is that this mission of ours up until 12/21/12, if we are awakened and conscious and enlightened, our mission was to fill ourselves with as much love and light as possible and then to be the example to help others to fill themselves with that enlightenment and that awake, living a conscious life of awareness in order to help the world enlighten and be filled with love and to ascend. Now they're saying to us that our first part of our mission is done. And Dave, you are given permission to be the child now and to go out and have fun. This is the F word in your life is most important now, and it's F-U-N.
Well, I'm asking the angels for some help with that because after where I've been and what I've done, I don't know where to find that fund.
Okay.
And it's
all right.
A challenge for me.
Okay. For instance, what do you do when you do it? Do you lose all track of time? For instance, for me, I started my Blog Talk Radio show a year ago. I've never given away as many free readings and free counseling and gotten so much fruition and so much joy out of doing it. It's brought me a little remuneration, but that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it, and each week I have fun doing it. And it's the writing. It's given me the greatest opportunity, because I'm first and foremost a writer, to do what I love doing, which is write. and any interaction with people, and to use my psychic awareness and things like that, and my connection to the angels. So the only reason you're having problems with it, because like the love, which I was speaking about at the beginning of the program, why the love is felt more at this time of the year is because people are focusing more on love. You need to sit down with your beautiful self and say, okay, little Dave, come out, it's time to play. What would you love doing when you do it? You would lose all track of time. You would do it regardless of whether you get paid for it or not, because the remuneration that you're going to get back from doing this is going to be not only a thousandfold, a millionfold, it's going to help the world in its ascension, because yours is an integral puzzle piece. And that's why you were born with the gifts, the talents, the skills, the abilities that you were born with to bring these forth in joy and bliss and fun and passion to create the golden age of peace that we're going into.
Well, thank you for that. It's been quite a challenge holding this vibration. And I guess the question, and this is for others, not just myself, but the question that somebody might have like me is, you know, am I okay? Am I doing it? But I guess the truth of it is we can't help but do it.
It's what we are. Absolutely. It's very wise. It's what we are. And they were just saying that coming off of just completing our mission, which was written into our DNA, it didn't matter how many failed relationships we had. It didn't matter if we had financial ruin. It didn't matter anything. But we kept on walking towards the light, and now many of us are feeling a letdown. Many of us are feeling, okay, now what? But there is no figuring out the answer to what happens now, because we will be creating it in every single solitary nanosecond of the moment, of the now. And what's going to happen is as a result of us creating. And
that's exactly where I'm at. It's like when you unplug from the joy that we used to think was joy of Christmas, of these holidays, of money, of illicit sex, of everything that we held as entertainment in our life, I'm at a point where what's there, and I'm assuming this is just a place that we have to get to before we get to the next one, but I'm feeling it today.
I know you're feeling it, Dave. I would love to continue this with you. Would you please send me an email so that I can continue the conversation with you?
Yes.
Because the Posse of Angels really have quite a number of other things to say, and I'm so glad that you called today, because this really has to be addressed. I mean, there's so many, the light workers, the walk-ins, the star seeds, the spiritual warriors, and even anybody else who didn't put a label on themselves as a guru, as a Sikh, as a shaman, as a master, as anybody else, that has helped the world ascend. And now it's like, okay, you're finished with your first part of your mission, now go and play. No, I don't know what to do, because we've had that mirror turned out towards the world, and now we're being asked to turn the mirror back on ourselves, and we don't even recognize ourselves anymore.
Nothing there.
And there's nothing there. And when there's nothing there, it means just, Dave, that you're starting with a clean slate. And I'd love to help you start your clean slate and to find the joy again in little Dave, who wants to come out and play, he wants to have fun, and he wants to create, passionately create.
I'll send you an email. Thank you for your time.
Okay, Dave. So many blessings to you, and I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Thank you, my dear.
Lots of love. Bye-bye. That was probably one of the most important calls that I have ever received, because it has addressed where we are now. And that's a whole show in itself about how we've given our time, our sinew, our money, our efforts to holding the light for the world, and now we turn the mirror back on ourselves. But I'm going to be taking another phone call now. 954, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Darlene from Florida.
Hi, Darlene. And
Hi.
What is your question today?
I just want to know if you have any messages for my guides today.
Okay, any areas in particular?
Whichever they seem is more important that I need to do something about or what have you.
Okay.
So either finance or romance or anything like that.
Okay, there we go. Well, they're saying that, that I do feel like there will, that there is somebody. Are you, hold on. Are you involved with somebody at the moment?
No.
Okay. There does seem to be somebody coming in 2013. How much time and focus do you put on loving yourself?
A lot.
Excuse me?
I said a lot.
A lot. Okay. That's why the more we love ourselves, I mean truly love, honor, respect, nourish and nurture ourselves, then the more like attracts like, the more we will then have that counterpart of love in front of us. And they're saying that this love will be coming to you in 2013.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just go here. Oh, and it just feels wonderful. The second card is the bizarre card. It's coming as a result of you allowing yourself to shine. I would go so far as to say, Darlene, that that life and love has not been easy for you. You've learned a great many lessons along your journey in this life, and the reason that this love is coming to you is as a gift because of the lessons that you've learned from love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the third card, wonderful, is the magician card. You are now the alchemist, you are now the magician, and you have full control over, sort of surrounding yourself with a life of love. And then as a result, your whole life will be that reflection of love coming back to you.
Oh, nice. That sounds great.
It does sound great. So I'd love to hear where your journey takes you. You can send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse, all one word, .com.
Okay, I will.
All right. You have a beautiful day and a wonderful, wonderful 2013.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Okay, lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller, 770. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Margaret. I'm in Georgia.
Hi, Margaret in Georgia. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Sounds like you're having a good show.
I'm having a lovely show here. I started by saying to myself, nobody's going to call in, and the switchboard is just lighting up like Christmas lights.
Well, I was thrilled to find you because I don't usually get to listen live. So,
isn't that lovely?
I was hoping to have a reading.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, any particular area?
Well, I think I'm related to my job, unless there's something glaring that jumps out.
Okay, all right. The most important thing that the Posse of Angels are chiming in here, and they're saying, do you love what you do, Margaret?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You love what you're doing. And that's the most important. That's the most important component of the job-wise. Sometimes we can love what we do, but then where we're doing that particular job could become like a coat that has become too small for us, and we grow so exponentially large that we have to be moved on to a different area. Do you feel, in order to do that job, do you feel like that's the case?
Well, I just started a new job, and I've had the last several years, I've really had a lot of trouble just being treated badly and I've never had that historically, and so I was, you know, I've always had work that I loved, but it just sometimes the people, you know, were just kind of crazy or, you know, they were really living in fear, I guess, and that caused them to treat me badly. And I'm hoping, what I was hoping to find out is if I had made a better choice or gotten rid of that energy that was attracting those jobs.
Okay, no. What's appeared, everything that's in our reality happens to us for our greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all. You've attracted this to yourself in order to move you on. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no good or bad. There's no right or wrong. But you said, you know, this job was great for a while, and then these people started to react this way after, I don't know how long. You didn't specify how long. But this would only happen, this kind of dishonoring or disrespect or whatever, as a signpost and a signal for you to say, you know, I might love what I'm doing, but I don't like where I'm doing it. So in order for you to grow, in order for you to be challenged and to become exponentially so much grander than you ever thought you could be, we have to move on. And perhaps by moving on, oh, these are great cards. You've got the Seven of Swords. You've got the Five of Wands, which is the challenges and the combativeness there. And then as a result is the Death card, is the moving on, is the new beginning for you. But that's not going to happen until you start putting feelers out and saying, okay, thank you for my new extraordinary job in an area with like-minded people who honor and respect me, because they want to remind you, Margaret, that there only is what Margaret desires. There is nothing else in the world that's more important than what Margaret desires now. And our ability to manifest immediately and instantaneously is unbelievable. So put your focus on, thank you for this extraordinary new job of mine. Don't worry about the how and the when of it coming in. Open up to receive and be alert in the present moment to those signs coming in for you. I think it's going to be an absolutely wonderful 2013 for you. I just feel so good. Oh, there we go. Wish, my dear, the next card you got is the Nine of Cups, which is the wish card. Please share with me and all of my listeners what your wish is.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so into what you were saying. I'm having trouble switching gears. My greatest wish is for financial stability and active social life.
Okay. Well, number one is if you can encompass that already, so, and be grateful, appreciative for what you have now, as if, you know, even if nothing ever comes to you, you are more blessed, you are more adored, you are more cherished, you are more abundantly provided for than you ever possibly could imagine. And the more you fill yourself up with the richness of what you have already, more riches will be given to you.
Okay.
And that's just the way it works. Be alert. Be alert to the signs and the signals in the present moment of those things that will be coming to you. But the more that you can affirm to the universe, I have an extraordinary job in which I'm respected and honored and remunerated financially for my gifts and talents, and then feel it in your heart. Feel how much warmth and joy and bliss that gives you. Then it will appear in your reality.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have an absolutely extraordinary day today and a fabulous 2013. I would love to know where your journey takes you. You can send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
Lots of love to you, Margaret. Take care of your beautiful self.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm just so tickled pink, listeners. I thought I would be alone here on Christmas Day, but, you know, to echo, the angels, the coffee of angels are now echoing me. Hey, Candy, you're never alone. And the switchboard has lit up like Christmas lights today.
So going on, we have about 5 more minutes. Let's go to 562. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm very well. What was your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, where are you calling from?
From California.
From California, you're in my state. So, Elizabeth, I have about 4.5 minutes to go. I will give you a choice. Here is your Christmas gift for me. I will either give you a very, very quick reading, probably of about 45 seconds or so, or I will finish my show and then call you afterwards for a full reading.
Well, I'll take the second one.
Okay. Not very hard. Okay, not very hard choice. Okay, I've got about 3 minutes to go on air and then about 5 minutes. Let me say I will call you back without fail in about 10 minutes' time and give you a full reading. How would you like that?
You're such a blessing. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I'll be speaking to you soon.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I've got another caller here. It's 347. 347, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. Just like my caller before, Elizabeth, I could give you a very quick flash of an impression in for 30 seconds, or I will call you in about 10 minutes and give you a full reading offline.
No, that's fine. I'm actually calling in on. It's Bob.
Okay, Bob. So would you like me to do that for you since I'm almost out of time?
Yeah, that's fine. That's very generous of you.
Okay.
I'm calling in on Skype though from my computer, and I can't really call back. But
well, then what you can do is you can send me a Skype request. Candy, Candy, dot Hough, H-O-U-G-H.
H-O-U-G-H.
H, right. Candy, and then period Hough, or dot Hough.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
Okay, that would be wonderful, and we will connect. Take care of yourself, and I'll connect with you soon.
All right, cool. It'll be from Blues Man Bob.
Blues Man Bob, I love it. Okay, connect with you soon.
All
bye.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Whew, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Thank you to all the callers today. Oh, my gosh. Like I said, I thought it was Christmas time and that everyone would be out doing Christmasy things. So thank you so much for calling in today. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my beautiful inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling session and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally using distant healing, this can be done over the phone or computer using Skype. Please do call me on 831-277-3716. That again is 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, everyone, allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Take care. A Merry Christmas, a merry time of the year, and may this time of the year just continue throughout every second of all our years to come and further on to fill our planet with love. Bye-bye. Thank you.